Colin Ray is joining us on the line right now. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful in Texas, and the weather down here is beautiful, finally. We've had a cold, cold winter outside of Dallas, but it's 73 degrees now and not a cloud in the sky. I'm hoping spring is upon us.
So, I mean, welcome to our new show, though. I mean, this is pretty exciting with all this country music. I've been hosting our Pop Top 40 for so many years. So, can you give me any tips on a country music audience? Like, what should I be careful about?
Well, I think for the most part, the country music audience is very loyal. Mm-hmm. The artists they like. I think that's the biggest difference that I have found, because, you know, I grew up listening to pop and rock and roll and country, a little bit of everything. And when I was playing music in my early days, I played a little bit of everything. Of course, country was always my mainstay and my favorite. But the difference is, pop fans have it, because a lot of times they're kids, you know, they have a tendency to be very fickle. And it's kind of like, you know, what have you done for me lately? You know, there's not a lot of artists that can last forever, you know, because kids get tired of something and they move on to something else. To our country music, the fans are very, very loyal. And if they loved you in my case, say 1991 or 1997, they're going to love you in 2000, probably, you know, 2020 too. You know, it's just they really stick by you. And I think that, and they're very honest people. Usually country music fans have a tendency to be a little more blue collar and just very real.
Dedicated,
very
yeah.
Very real people.
Yeah. And, you know what, I found, this is the second week of the show. You know, last week we had Crystal Gayle, the amazing Crystal Gayle. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we're doing on the show is we're playing everybody from Taylor Swift to Crystal Gayle, you know, from back in the day. And so it's such a wide cross-section of music that country music fans just love. That's what I found already in just 1 week.
Yeah, we need more of that. We need more of that in the States, too, because here you've developed this kind of these wolf stations, they call them, where they play the older guys and the old country, which to me is still the best country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the mainstream at the, you know, at the moment, contemporary country, where they play the same 20 records over and over and over again, you know. And I think we need to mesh the old with the new, because of people like Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm.
you're developing new fans to country music, and they need to know who Merle Haggard is. You know, they need to know who George Jones is. They need to even know who George Strait is, you know. And a lot of them don't, and I think that's up to us. In country, it is very much a family heritage type of thing, and the people who built it, created it, always should deserve the homage, much like it is in pop and rock and roll, too. I mean, here we are to this day. The Beatles basically were on the national scene for, 7 years before they disbanded.
Mm-hmm.
We still talk about the Beatles all the time today because they changed pop music forever. They changed rock and roll forever. And so, therefore, they should be credited for that no matter how long it's been. You know, and I think in country, we sometimes fail to do that because everyone in Nashville is just so interested in the quick buck and what's popular right now. And I'd love to remind those guys who run the business down there that if it weren't for Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard and, you know, Glenn Campbell and Ray Price and people like that, those big buildings on Music Row wouldn't be there, you know. And I'm very, very loyal to the heritage of it, you know. And I think most country fans are. So anyway, a show like yours where you're mixing the old with the new is exactly the way to do that, to educate, you know.
Absolutely. And so what you're saying, though, is if anybody gives me trouble, I can just call you because I hear you're a pretty good boxer.
I used to be.
Oh, okay.
I still look more frightening than I actually am. You know, I'm a pretty good sized guy, but I tell you, I turned 50 this past year, and I got to tell you, I'm starting to feel it. You know, I mean, I still tour the same as I always have, and I'm, you know, I can still work out, and I'm trying to lose a few pounds right now. You know, and my voice, thank God, is still the same. But definitely, I definitely wouldn't want to crawl in there and spar with anybody right now. That's been many years ago. I'd be good for about 30 seconds at the first round, and then I'd probably get knocked out.
Well, we're gonna keep talking here. We got to get back to the music, but more with Colin Ray in just a second. We'll be right back here on the Open Road. Welcome back to the Open Road. Jeremy Bradley here. Colin Ray is joining us on the show. Hello again.
Hello, Jeremy. I'm enjoying it.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying it, too. Thank you for being our second guest on the show. In the short time that I've been focused on country music, which is about a month or so, I've been doing a lot of reading, and it seems like country artists all have this pact to do good things in the community, and it's rare that you see that. You were mentioning, you know, pop stars in the last segment, and it seems like they only do it if it's their responsibility or, you know, a court orders them to do it. But with country artists, it's more personal. It's more open. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think a lot of that, it comes from the upbringing of country music artists. Now, again, there are always exceptions to every rule.
Right.
You know, that's the one rule of life that I think is indisputable, is that there are always exceptions to the rule. So having said that, let me say that I think the majority of country music singers and writers, etc., the majority come from a more moral upbringing, if I may say, you know, and maybe maybe that, you know, the Bible Belt, you know, in the South or in Texas, and or, you know, where they kind of grow up being taught that be appreciative for what you have and share and do as much good as you possibly can, because it's your moral duty, not just a professional duty or obligation. Now, again, keep in mind, I did say there's exceptions to every rule. There's plenty of artists like that in the pop world as well. But I think a lot of times, because some of the pop artists are so young when they begin, they haven't had time to develop their character yet. They don't even know who they are yet, you know. I'm concerned a little bit about Justin Bieber, because he looks such a sweet kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hoping that his mom and the people around him keep him gauged on the right road, because he's so good. He's so talented, and he got so big so fast. You know, and I'm starting to hear things now about Miley, you know, Miley Cyrus. I've known Billy Ray Cyrus for many, many years. We're good friends, and he's a sweetheart of a guy, just a good old country boy, you know. And now you're seeing all these headlines on these magazines, which how much of that is truth, we don't know. But People Magazine and some of these others that are a little more reputable have been saying that the family's in turmoil because, you know, Miley's just getting out of hand and things like that. So I think a lot of times when you see people who make it so early in life, they're just not ready, and they don't have that moral fiber. Now, in the country, you know, like I said, you got Taylor Swift, who would be the equivalent of that in the country music field, so big, so fast, so young, you know. But I think as a rule, most country artists are from good Christian upbringing, and whether they were church-going people or not, or really devoted to their faith or not, it doesn't really matter, because it seems like treat others as you would have, as you would be, the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
Treat others as you would be treated, you'd like to be treated yourself, predominantly kind of runs through the industry, and I think that's why country artists are so charitable and so quick to say yes to charities. I mean, we always try to say yes to everything that we possibly can.
And I know that you have close connections with families. You were on stage at a very early age. Music was in your blood.
Yeah, my mother is a professional singer, and I grew up around that. And she was a nightclub singer predominantly, and worked in the Nevada circuit a little bit. And so I was always around it, and so it never seemed like a gamble to go that way, as a lot of people, you know, they used to watch American Idol or something, and you say, well, you know, I'm an insurance salesman, you know, and I just really want to take this gamble and try my music. And I don't know what that would feel like, because in my house, it was a natural thing to do. And that's just what we did. Music was our life and our bread and butter. And so it was a very easy choice for me to make. And I never got the resistance at home from my mom or dad, you know, that, oh, you know, go get a real job. This music thing is just a game. It's not going to pay off, you know. They're always proud of me for that. And so I'm very lucky, very blessed that I had that kind of encouragement.
And we're going to talk about your music. You know what? Just join us for the rest of the show, Colin. We've got one more segment coming up. We'll talk with you.
Okay.
We'll talk with you about your music and all the stuff that you have on the go right now. More with Colin Ray right after this. Back here on the open road, Colin Ray joining us. He's the guest of the hour. And, you know, we were talking about up-and-coming artists and their music, and you've had quite a long career, award-winning career, I should say. What do you have on the go? I know you've got some shows coming up. What are you working on right now?
Well, we have a big tour schedule going, especially in the summer, although I was just told recently today that my website doesn't reflect that yet. Someone called and said, you only have, like, 2 dates in the summer. I was like, no. So that's being updated as we speak, but we got a busy tour schedule, as we always do, but I'm really excited about a new song I have called Undefeated, which is a song I wrote with my daughter, very uh, kind of, kind kind of rock and track. It's borderline alternative sounding, but it just it's a song that means an awful lot to me, what the lyrics do and what the message of it is, and that will be the centerpiece of a new album that we're working on right now. It will be Undefeated and another new song combined with 10, possibly 12 of my biggest hits over the years, recut in a different way. So they won't just be recuts of identically doing them the way we did them in the 90s, you know. We're going to update them and do them the way we do them on stage and with a different sound. And obviously my voice has changed and matured over the years. And the fans have really seemed to want that. They always say, you should cut those songs again, do them the way you do them now. And so we finally found a partner, a company that wants to do that with us. And we're very, very excited about that. We're actually in the studio right now. Hopefully we'll have it finished by the middle of April, which would... I think that we don't have a definite release date, but we're hoping for early June, possibly even late May.
We'll be looking forward to that then. So more concert dates are going to be added, you said, to your website in the near future. Now let's talk then about the causes you support, because as we were talking about earlier, you know, there's so many different things that you support and stand behind. So what are you working on right now with some of your causes?
Well, actually, I am the national spokesperson. I've just been named the national spokesperson for the Terri Schiavo Foundation, which, for folks who are familiar with that story, it was in the news a while back about the young lady who was sick, and neurologically sick, and they went ahead and the husband ordered that you know, she couldn't be put to death when the family was totally against it, you know. And I'm a big believer in life, and very, very honored that I was chosen for that role. I've been a supporter of theirs since they came about. In addition to that, I've always been involved with Catholic Relief Services for worldwide aid. I'm an ambassador for Child Help USA, I'm real proud to say, which is a child abuse organization in the U.S. and Canada that has a 1-800 number. Also, among many other things they do, they have a 1-800 hotline number, 1-800 for a child. The number is easy to remember if someone sees abuse or suspects abuse and they want someone to look into it. And then I'm trying to get off the ground a brand new thing that we are creating ourselves called Haley's Angels. And Haley is my little granddaughter who we unfortunately she passed away in April of last year. Mm-hmm. And she had been suffering from a neurological condition that was could not be diagnosed, and it was eventually fatal. And what I have found through that sad journey is that there are so many people just in North America that have very similar children in regards to the conditions, and sometimes the fact that it can't be diagnosed. Where do we go? We need help. Do you know any information? We can't get Medicaid in the state, say, because my husband makes a little too much money, you know, but yet we need this service done, you know. And so there's a lot of need out there for families like that. And my daughter and I want to co-founding this. And we're just in the process of getting it off the ground. It's going to be a nonprofit to raise money for those kind of families who need it and can't get it from governmental help or from insurance. Because obviously the costs are astronomical.
Wow, we wish you the best on that. So essentially what you're saying is you don't really have much on the go right now.
I don't know, the older I get, the more appreciative I am of what God has given me, and even when you have the tough things, like losing a child, I mean, nothing's harder than that.
Right.
But doggone it, that doesn't mean you're supposed to quit.
Those are great words to live by. Colin Ray, you know, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Jeremy, thank you so much. Enjoyed the time, and thank you for doing what you're doing. We need more shows like that.
Well, I think we need to have you back on very soon.
You bet. Anytime you say.
All right. Thanks very much, Colin.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.